You're listening to Freelancing in Orbit City, the number one podcast guiding freelancers towards their life-work balance.
Hey, welcome back to Freelancing in Orbit City, the number one podcast in Orbit City that is helping you find your life-work balance. I am Eugene Calhoun, your host, and this is brought to you by TaskSaver, Inc. Guys, today, boy, I know that I was supposed to put out a podcast on Tuesday, and this is where you're going to get to see a founder, you know, make some founder-type mistakes, if I'm being honest. So today's episode is so important to me that I wanted to make sure that I got it down correctly and that I was expressing myself the way I wanted to. And it just took me a long time to kind of figure out how I wanted to push this message out to you guys. And I really couldn't. I got to a point where I was just like, I got to wing it. Well, an almost wing, at least, because, you know, I wrote down, generally, I give myself some kind of template. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, this main subject and, you know, 1 to 5 little bullets and, you know, let's go and let's chat. But that just didn't work out for me this go around. And I feel like because this topic is so important to me that I just have to kind of let it go, you know, kind of from the heart, from the chest, from my words, from my mouth to your ears. So what we're going to talk about today is the difference between a mentor and a coach. And why that's so important is because mentorship is the backbone of what TaskSaver is. You know, we are trying to provide mentorship and guidance to young freelancers or new freelancers so that they can go out and find their life work balance. That's the whole point. And in doing so, I went ahead and created Orbit City. And Orbit City is almost, think of it as a school, as a safe place to kind of jump off and learn and have that support system that you need. It's not a place where we're necessarily going to teach you how to do your craft, but we're going to teach you how to use your skills in that craft to, you know, get to your life work balance and reach those goals. And what I've realized just, you know, talking to people, doing these, you know, interviews with freelancers across the country, Googling even, is that mentorship, the word itself is thrown around way too much and not enough, if that makes sense. So what we're going to do, we're going to break down how I see the definitions of a coach and how I see the definitions of a mentor and the uses for both of them. And I thought I might try to tell a story with this or try to figure it out that way. But I'm really just going to try to bring in some popular references to help frame this and get us going. So first thing I want to do is let's go in and let's start talking about coaching and what the purpose of a coach is and what a coach does. And we can take it from, you know, sports first. So a coach doesn't necessarily know everything about every position, but a coach does have a thorough understanding of how all the pieces of a team work together and how to find that team, how to mold that team together, how to bring it together and things like that. That's what a successful coach is going to be able to do on a basketball field, on a football field. When we're talking about coaches for freelancers and coaches, you know, let's just take online, you know, coaches. That's been a big thing that's popped off since 2020. What we say about what we know about online coaches is they generally are a quote unquote expert in their field. And we can just take it as, you know, let's say a writer, a freelance writer who's turned into a coach because they were writing for 13 years or however long they've been going. And they now want to pass on that experience. And so one of the first things, one of the big differences between a coach and a mentor for me is that a coach is going to charge. There's some kind of payment. There's some kind of reciprocation there that's usually monetary. And that coach is there to generally help you learn your skill. Think of the coach as an instructor or as, you know, advising in the craft. So if you've been a freelance copywriter and you want to slip over and start doing, you know, ghostwriting for publications, you would find a coach who could help you learn ghostwriting, as an example. And so that's what the coach is doing. The coach is basically sitting there. They have a they have their skills, and they're teaching you very hand-on skills. And there's some kind of reciprocity. And that's what we provide. That's one of the first ways that we, one of the first resources we provide our freelancers at TaskSaver with a coach. And the purpose of the coach is to help you get from $0 to $5,000, your first $5,000 owned in our program. And they're very, very hands-on. They're the ones who are teaching the courses. They're the ones meeting with you weekly and things like that. Now we can switch over and we can start talking about mentorship a little bit. Because with mentorship, there's a deeper relationship here. So let's go back a bit. And I said that mentorship is used too much, but also not enough, as in the word. So a mentor, and what we want to think about as a mentor is someone who's there to help you in your professional, maybe your personal development. It's not someone who's going to teach you how to do this skill, but it's someone who's going to, you know, you go to these people to consult. And that mentor is going to give you different frames of reference. They're not trying to necessarily give you the answer as much as they're trying to get you to think in a different way that may help you and may guide you to being to whatever answer you're trying to find. And so here's one example. And it's kind of cheesy, but here it is. So let's take Batman, right? If you know Batman extremely well, you knew that he had a mentor and he had a coach. So for Batman, most of his life, he had Alfred. Now, Alfred was the butler. Alfred, you know, in many of the movies and stories or whatnot, he made the gadgets and the gidgets and, you know, he ran things. But what Alfred's true purpose was to be there for Batman and help him, you know, frame his mind and help him through with very difficult decisions, and not to tell him, you know, do this, this is how you do that, this is how, he's not there to tell him how to do his job, but to guide him through tough situations as a confidant when needed. Now, Batman, and you got to be a bit more adept in Batman lore or the movies or whatnot, was, and we're not going to get into Ra's al Ghul. He's one of my favorite villains ever. I named my dog, his daughters, Talia al Ghul, and Nyssa, another one. Now I'm ranting. But his coach was Ra's al Ghul. And what Ra's al Ghul did was taught him how to be Batman. He taught him how to fight, combat, mentality as a warrior, all of those things, you know, all the little ninja kicks and punches. That was Ra's al Ghul. Right. So you see two very different pictures here, and how a mentor, while they can purpose, the purpose of the mentor is to guide them through these paths and to be there as a and the purpose of the coach is to get help you develop skills that you're looking for. Talk about, okay, when should I get a coach or a guide and I have a mentor? Well, here's the thing. Ask the question. Do I need to learn this hard skill, or I'm trying to get through something and I need a confidant long term? Because the mentor-mentee relationship is fragile. It's as fragile as it is strong. The mentor needs to have faith that the mentee is serious in their development. Because there should not be a fee associated with mentorship. There's a sanctity in that relationship that's deeper. It's not necessarily, you know, the depth of a best friend or the depth of a partner or spouse, but it's deeper than that of just your coach who's teaching you the skill. And I'm assuming the vast majority of people aren't paying for their friends and spouses and connections. And you shouldn't have to pay for your mentor either. If you're out there and you're sitting there and you're paying for a mentor, or when you go search freelance mentors or someone, you know, a mentor to help me start freelancing, and you're seeing these people say, I will mentor you. I will mentor you through a 12-week boot camp. They're not mentoring you. They're coaching you, which is fine. And put a charge behind coaching all day long because you're passing off one of your skills. But when we talk about mentors, think about the mentors you've had in your life. I think about the ones I've had, and I've never had to pay a mentor. I've never felt in any of my mentor-mentee relationships that they expected some type of compensation. The only thing a mentor should expect is for their mentee to be responsive, to be active, to be respectful. You know, let's go three R's and leave it there. Those nice three R's, responsive, respectful. I think I said active. Maybe it's just two R's and an A. Regardless. So let's find another example of the mentor type role. So I think I used Hercules as an example a couple of podcasts back. And Hercules, obviously, Greek demigod, yada, 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 got his powers, what the woo. His coach became his mentor. And so let's talk about how that happens, right? Because a couple of you probably by now have said, well, a coach can be a mentor. You know, they have some differences, but a coach can be a mentor. Well, let's talk about this. So Hercules' coach. So Hercules was very clumsy, If you just follow, let's just talk about the Disney version, right? Let's just stick it with the cartoons. He was very clumsy. He had his strength already, but he couldn't really do anything with it. So he went out and he found the little, you know, half human, half horned dude. And he said, you know, he was like, hey, I need help. Train me, please. I need to get into Olympus, I think it was. Or he had to be a hero to get into Olympus or whatever it was. And so they went into training. And I'm going to
pretty sure
it was Hermes. Somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. Regardless, they go into training. And it's very specific training. At this point, Hermes is a coach to, I didn't forget the dude's name, Hercules. Sorry, I almost said Tarzan. But he's a coach to Hercules, my Lanta. And they go and he gets stronger. He defeats the Hydra and the whatever, all the things. But then there comes a certain point where the coaching ends and it becomes a mentorship. The bond becomes a bit deeper and a trust begins to develop that's a little bit deeper. And you see the switch where Hermes becomes a mentor role when they really stop all that training montage. And that's because at some point, a coach has to back off. You have to allow them to then practice and be independent out there. Just like parenting, right? So for your child, 0 to 18, you're coach, and then you become a mentor once they leave the house because you can't tell them what to do in their life. Hercules had challenges, but you couldn't tell him, like, beat him over the head with a stick and that's how you're going to defeat him. Like, he had to go out and he had to figure these things out because these challenges are Hercules' challenges individually. And what a mentor does is takes from their repertoire, their experience, and it helps the hero, we'll say, the hero or freelancer, then prepare for whatever struggle is going to happen or whatever's happening in their life. And so it's very important. I say all of that, all of the last 13 minutes is to say that there has to be a clear difference between mentorship and coaching, because we're doing a disservice. It doesn't really even feel ethical to say we should be charging for mentorship. And so what I'm going to do right now, because I love doing things in real time, and I hope my computer isn't laggy and slow. And for those who are straight listening on the podcast and aren't catching the video of this, I apologize. I'll try to walk through it as I can. But what I'm going to try to do is search mentorship for freelancers. And I want to see what we get, because I want to see how many people, and now, well, I will say, let me almost preface this a bit. Look, there are not a lot of people in companies that are doing freelance mentorship. It's or freelance coaching and things like that, or coaching freelancers. It's usually all starts with small business. And that's what I realized after we created the marketplace and realized that that's not what freelancers really need. And we actually started talking to freelancers. I don't know if people just stopped talking to freelancers or whatever, but what we realized is, you know, coaching, mentorship, and there's just not a lot of it. But let's see what we can find. Just how to find a freelance mentor, mentors for freelancing. So there's a mentoringclub.com. So mentoringclub.com has a category for freelancers. And we're rolling slow, I'll admit. What it is, so they have a bunch of flashcards on their website. It looks very kind of slick. They're kind of basic. But the issue with this is you have no idea, like, these qualifications. This, you know, this one lady's name is Anna. I guess she works for Sequoia Talents, and it says coach. And it's that that helps. It doesn't help at all. The idea for this project was created while working from home because of the 2020 corona pandemic. Well, yeah, that's another thing that I've really been able to see lately is a lot of people started caring about freelancers because of the pandemic, because obviously that's when freelancing kind of took a very steep curve upward. And what you'll notice is a lot of companies' about you pages will say, you know, this was born out of a need for freelancers, you know, freelancers helping freelancers and stuff like that. And I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and I had to be honest, I was like, I'm not a freelancer. You know, I might consider myself an independent right now, but I don't think I've ever considered myself a freelancer. You know, I did some gig work, you know, Uber and things like that. But as far as going into and becoming a freelancer, that wasn't my thing. What happened was, like I already said, we started the marketplace. I realized I really wasn't taking off, and I really couldn't explain why. And so I went back to customer discovery, talked to a bunch of freelancers, and really started to figure out what I cared about inside that formula of the marketplace. And it wasn't helping people get their homes clean. It's always led back to coaching. And for me, as a longtime sports coach, and as someone who trained people in the military, I trained people in my fraternity, it always comes back to that's what I want to do. And so once I realized that this space, like, people just don't actually care about freelancers. They think freelancers are like cheap labor, which is ridiculous. I get it. I understand the premise, but because of that premise, no one is thinking that, hey, maybe we should be trying to help these guys in some other way. Sorry about that tangent, but that's my truth right there. I found a pocket within this market of freelancing and business development, and now we have to serve these freelancers. We have to serve you if you're listening and you're a freelancer. We're here to serve you. Let's see. Join the Freebirds Freelance Mentorship. The Freebirds Business Mentorship is an incubator program designed to create and transform your digital freelancing into a thriving, legitimate business. Hey, I like what that says. However, if you're going to claim it as mentorship, you shouldn't be charging. You know, a six-month business mentorship shouldn't have an expiration date attached to it, because there's, like I said, there's a sanctity. And if you have they have applications closed, join the waitlist. My Lanta, if I'm a freelancer and I'm beating my head against the door because I can't get started because I'm having trouble figuring something out, I don't want to join a waitlist. I need coaches that are available to me. That part just irritated me. But again, it says join the six-month business mentorship. Say join the six-month business coaching or freelance coaching. Mentorship is deeper than coaching, and it should not cost you money. I don't know how many times I have to say that. At this point, I'm probably just saying it for myself, and you guys can probably see that. But I believe it so fully, and I believe it's just another way, unfortunately, that previous freelancers are now trying to get over. on new freelancers. Because look, freelancing is hard. It's like starting, it is starting a business. It's just called something else. And so if there are business coaches, there should be freelance coaches. And you should know by now that you need a mentor. But people aren't, I don't know why people aren't writing about this. People aren't doing anything about this. Well, we are now, but it just seems like a disservice has been done. So let's kind of shift, because I done got myself all hot and bothered talking about this, and I did not intend to. But this is why I told you at the beginning why it was so hard for me to figure out how to talk about this. Because it's extremely important. I don't want to underprove my point. I'd rather overprove it, because new freelancers are currently being taken advantage of. Some of these mentorship programs cost $3,000. Most new freelancers are in a freelance situation because they just left a job they didn't like. They're trying to earn extra money. They're trying to create a new life for themselves, and they don't have the $3,000 to join. Stop businesses, companies, seasoned freelancers. Please stop charging for mentorship. Please call it coaching. Please stop charging for mentorship. You are taking advantage of people, and you know it, and I'm calling you out right now. Stop it. So moving forward. Moving forward, I'm going to try to end that rant as best as I can. I want to kind of shift it into, let's talk about the mentee or the person being coached. Let's talk about your responsibilities as a freelancer to your coach or mentor. Because what you should not be trying to do is seek out free help and abuse a mentor or a coach in these kind of following ways, right? So example time. Let's say I want to become a web developer, right? So I want to become a web developer, and I've gone and I've tried, I've watched YouTube, I've done that, and I was like, okay, let me go find a coach so I can figure out how to do UX. So that's, I believe UX is the design of a website. So maybe some CSS, some JavaScript. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not a web developer. However, let's say I do that. So I go out and I try to go find a coach. I, as a freelancer, as a new freelancer, should expect to have to pay for a coach, because I can't expect to just go out and find a mentor. That's one thing about mentorship that is very hard, is just to go find one. Because the relationship is deeper than that, right? It's deeper than just Googling or Facebooking or LinkedIn, DMing someone and saying, hey, love your experience. Would you become my mentor? No, I won't, because I don't know if you're serious. And I don't know who you are and things like that. So if I'm looking for a coach, I'm expecting to pay, because the relationship, I don't need a deep relationship with you. I need you to teach me a specific set of skills. So I'm going in, you're going to teach me how to do this. My responsibility as a freelancer, and this is talking to new freelancers or people who are looking for coaches, and this is for, let's say your kid plays a sport, because I'm a Little League baseball coach, so this is important. If you have a kid who's about to play a sport, if anybody who's looking for coaching, you have to put in the work. I don't care that you spent $1,500 for someone to coach you. They're not going to do your work for you. No one is going to do it for you, especially if you've already paid the money. And if you've already paid the money, you should probably go ahead and just do the work, right? That makes sense. Like, it has to make sense. I believe it makes sense. You should be telling me right now in your head, yeah, Eugene, that makes sense. You pay the money, you do the work, you gain the experience. Now, let's say you've got that skill. I've got my skill now. I can do UX design, and I'm making money, a little bit of money, and I want to go, and I need to expand. I need to grow some kind of way. I've kind of hit a plateau. I've got my skills. I'm developing my skills, but I don't know how to generate more business. I have a difficult customer. Maybe people are telling me no, 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 no all over the place. then what I can do and what you should be doing. This is a great way to find mentorship, and this is still kind of hard, which is why we're kind of lower those barriers to entry with TaskSaver. However, currently, what I would advise is that anyone along in your journey that's helped you, so you always have a myriad of different coaches who are going to help you with this skill, or you found this person online who helped you, who literally helped you develop. Like, so let's say I was doing this UX design, I couldn't figure out this project, I went to YouTube and I saw this dude and he helped me do it. I would go and I would send him a DM, that person, him or her, and I would say, hey, you helped me get through this. I see that you're extremely successful, and I'd like if I could just take a minute of your time to ask you, you know, a couple of questions to help me along with my journey. You're not going in straight up asking for mentorship, because the relationship, mentorship is a relationship, and you have to nurture that relationship before you can, you know, ask for that mentoring. Most mentoring just kind of happens. Most mentoring is like, you'll see it a lot in like the workplace, I guess, where, you know, your boss or senior boss will come through every once in a while and help you with a project. Well, not help you with the project, but, you know, come in, ask you, you know, how's this going? How's your development come in? You know, I noticed this about this, dot, 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 dot. And it's very calm, and you don't have to, you know, fake anything with a real mentor in that situation. So you reach out and you get that DM. And you hit that person's DM and you just say, I just want to talk, I just want to chat. As that relationship develops and as you're showing, hey, you mentioned this and this is how I acted on it, and you're giving them that backward feedback, you're like, hey, you said this, I did this, this was the result. That relationship starts to build. And I'll give you an example of one of my mentors right now. And you can hear me talking to him. His name is Mike Donnell. You can hear me talking to him on the podcast or whatnot. And I never asked him for mentorship. How I met Mike was I was doing a $5 job thing on Upwork trying to talk to freelancers. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to pay. And so I wanted to just interview a bunch of Mike. And every time I talk to Mike now, he just gives me so many good nuggets of information and helps me frame my own, you know, state of mind to where I'm asking questions and getting answers to questions that I didn't know I had. And that's kind of a repeat from what I've, you know, previously said in other podcasts. So I was talking to Mike the other day about mentorship and everything like that. And he even mentioned, he's like, you didn't have to pay me. You realize, and the payment on Upwork, we never even went through the payment because our conversation was so deep and the way we were talking with each other was so fluid. He just didn't feel like a need to do that charge. And so since then, we've been able to talk and I give him the feedback and I'm saying, hey, you said this and I took it this way and I worked it this way and this is what's happening. And now I'm all over here thinking about this. Help me kind of unclutter my mind a bit. And he's all about it. And he'll give me an hour of his time when he can. That's mentorship. Mike's not sitting here telling me, hey, you need to, you know, create a podcast. Hey, you need to be doing Twitter all the time. Hey, you need to be doing this. I go to Mike when I'm like, hey, I need to talk about mentorship and I need to talk about the difference between mentorship and coaching and I need to be able to put it in a certain way and this in my brain is muddled. Can you help me flesh this out? And because Mike's got 30 years as an independent, he brings that experience to the conversation and I can feed off of his experience. That's a mentor. And I don't have to pay Mike to do that. We chat and he has a trust in me to a point. I have a trust in him to a point. And that's how mentorship works. So into the role of the mentee. So the role of a coach, just to recap, or the role of a freelancer to a coach is do the work, put in the work, because you've already paid for it and you have to learn this skill. Now, once you go out and you found your mentor and you're like, you'll just feel it. You'll be like, dang, I can call this dude for anything I need. And, you know, it's a mentorship type of situation. You'll just know it. Sometimes there's more formal agreements. I know with TaskSaver, once you reach your $5,000, we try to pair you or match you with a mentor. You'll fill out, you know, a profile type thing that, you know, says what you do, how long you've been doing it. They'll see that you've, you know, you're true or that you're dedicated because you've gone through with us to earn your first $5,000. And in the way we do it, it takes a couple, you know, it might take a month or two. So you've shown some kind of commitment to earning and to yourself. And so when we pair you with that mentor, which is very important, this next part, they understand that they believe that they're not going to be wasting their time. Because most mentors or people who want to be mentors probably, you know, won't take more than two or three. Because you guys will realize, like, a mentor is generally around a lot or when needed. And that if you start tagging that on, it just becomes a lot. You know, four or five people, if, you know, let's say they all need you 1 week, you have no idea how much that time is going to be. And you want to the mentor wants to respect their own time. So as a mentee, your responsibility to the mentor is to be actively listening, because you're going to solve your own problem. The coach, it would be there as you type in out your document, as you're making your profiles, as you're doing that, the coach will be there to help you step by step. The mentor is there to help you with the overarching theme of something. Like, I needed help fleshing out the things in my head. I had the ideas. The things were there. Mike came in and helped me have a frame of reference. That's what that mentor is going to do for you. So as a mentee, you need to come with as much information as you can already. You need to be, you know, collecting as much data so that when you're talking about it, it's not like you're asking for the answer. You're asking for a frame of reference around so that you can go figure out the answer. And you want to soak up their experience again. That's what you want out of your mentee-mentor relationship. And so more responsibilities from you as the freelancer to your mentor, or just regardless, whoever's listening to this, mentee to mentor, what you have to really think about is if you were the mentor. So as a mentee, sit back. If I was a mentor, what would I want my mentee to be doing and how would I want them to treat me? I mean, that's golden rule right there, right? If I'm going to give you my time and I'm going to help you out as much as I can, the least you can do is actively listen and then act. Whether you take my advice or not or whatever, you have to at least act. You have to be doing something. You have to be, you know, you can't just be stagnant. And if, you know, you may have to talk to the mentor. The mentor on this side, like, if you are hanging out stagnant, you should be going to your mentor and asking, hey, I'm stuck here. I'm stagnant. I don't know why I can't move forward. You know, and at that point, the mentor can be like, man, that's tricky. I'm not, you know, really adept in how to fix that. But as your mentor, because I care about you on a deeper level than a coach, I'm going to help you find the resources you need. So you see how that's the workaround there? Is the mentor is going to be there and may not have that answer every single time, but he can point you to the people who could and give you the resources that they might have. Having a mentor is like having $1 million. A mentor can put you in so many different positions. It's so important that the mentor-mentee relationship develops correctly. And that's why it can't be about money. Because what happens, the you know, if you're paying a monthly fee for mentorship, what happens the month you can't pay? You don't have a mentor anymore? That's not a mentor. It has to be a little bit deeper than that. And I feel like everybody knows that. And so if the world can do me a favor, if the world can do freelancers a favor, if you could stop charging for mentorship, I would greatly appreciate that. And all you got to do is just change the word. We don't do mentorship. We do coaching, or we will coach you and then maybe guide, have, you know, help and then find ourselves into a mentorship. But be real. I wish people would just start being honest and be real about what they're doing, because mentorship is such a little trigger word. I need to find mentorship. That you do need to find mentorship, but you don't need to be had. You don't need to be took for a loop. And so, guys, That's kind of my rant. And I feel like I didn't really take a breath. And again, it's very important to me, this mentorship coaching difference. And so I know this kind of came off again as a, as rambling and ranting, but I need you to kind of take something away. And I, like I said, I would, I'd rather over explain it than under explain it. My opinion here, don't charge for mentoring. If you're going to go find a coach, if you are a coach, charge for that. That's A-okay. That's your business. But you guys have got to leave the sanctity of mentoring and mentorship the heck alone. You got to do it. Anyways, guys, that's me. That's the podcast for today. If you have any questions, any comments, leave them down below in the show notes or in the comments. I don't know why I said show notes. I'm going to write the show notes. But if you have any other questions, reach out to me on Twitter at Eugene3614, or you can find us at TaskSaver.co or email me at EugeneCalhoun@TaskSaver.co. And I will see you guys next time.